Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
If you don't know who your candidates are, you must find out. With me on the phone line is the BBMP Commissioner, Mr. Manjunath Prasad, who's doubling up as the District Election Officer of Bangalore. Karnataka goes to polls on the 12th of May. Now, all this is happening, building up to the 12th of May, which is when Karnataka goes to polls. Between that phase, people want to understand who their candidates are, what work they've done. Is there any facility where more details can be...
Yeah. Disha, I mean, the Election Commission provides for all the facilities.
Okay.
See, yesterday was the first day of filing nominations. In the city of Bangalore for 28 assembly constituencies, 7 nominations were filed yesterday. Now, the moment a particular candidate files his nominations, what we do is that we will take a... You should understand that what are the documents that the candidate gives while filing the nomination.
Okay.
Number one is the nomination paper. Paper means basically it gives his particulars about name, address, where he stays, all the...
Personal details.
Yeah, most important is along with the nomination, he files 2 important affidavits. This affidavit contains the personal details about the candidate, about their assets, liabilities, education qualifications, what are the dues to the government, if it is there, that is the second affidavit, and if there are any criminal cases pending against the candidate, all those details will have to be given in an affidavit, which is sworn before the first class magistrate or a oath commissioner or a notary. So this affidavit which the candidate gives, we will put it on the notice board of the returning officer. Secondly, we will put it on our website, Election Commission website, so that anybody can see the details about the candidate. And in addition to that, if any citizen asks for copies of either the nomination form or the affidavits, we will provide the copies of this one with a small fees, which includes the Xerox fees, this one.
So that is an option that's available, sir. If people want a printout of their candidate details for a minimal fee, it's available. That option is available.
Yeah, it is available.
So when does this information go up on the website for people to start? Because I know they've just started filing. So would it be available online in the next week or in the next... Okay.
No. Immediately on that day, sir. The candidates who file their nominations on that basis, we put it on the website. So they can go to the Chief Electoral Officer's website, the Election Commission website, and search for this. And for each and every assembly constituency, over the candidates who have filed the nominations, what are their background, entire details. It is an elaborate affidavit which the Election Commission asked the candidates to file, and this is available on the website.
Anything else you want to tell people leading up to the 12th? I think we've shared a lot of data now. I think they just have to wait for the verification and the documents to reach their hand and to understand who their candidates are, and then just show up on the 12th of May to go vote.
Yeah, on the May 12th. May 12th is the voting day. My only request is... more and more citizens, more and more voters of Bangalore should turn out on May 12th and they should come out in large numbers to vote. And we are ensuring that each and every voter knows their details and will deliver at their doorstep. They should come and vote in large numbers.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Baj jaate raho.